All right, let's get to a group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so Rachel, in quotes, is reaching out because she says, I don't necessarily want to out my husband to our family and friends, but I just found out he's got a secret he's been keeping from all of us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just found out he is renting a storage unit I didn't know he had.
Oh.
I found the bill on the desk, didn't recognize it, so I did some digging. Turns out he's had it for 2 years.
Mm.
So I went and looked what was inside. Really, just one big thing, a Ducati motorcycle.
Okay.
Now, you might not think this is a big deal, but his family would be upset knowing that about this because his cousin was killed on one when they were teens.
Mm.
I also had a good friend that was killed when he was hit by a car the summer after we graduated high school. He knows none of us want him riding one, let alone owning one.
Mm.
So I'm not sure what to do because I don't want to stir up family drama or make him think that I'm a chronic snooper and don't trust him. But this is a big deal. I have no idea how often he rides it or where, and I'm scared to death something's going to happen. Also, I hate that my husband has a secret for me. So please help.
There was something that she said that stuck in my brain, and she said, what'd she say, chronic snooper?
Yes.
So I guess, has he accused her of doing that before? And, I mean, could you say maybe even gaslighting her? if he was... has had this secret for 2 years.
I think that she doesn't want him to think because she snooped this time that she's been snooping on him their whole marriage.
I don't think she needs to worry about that. I mean, you could go from the whole angle of, hey, I saw this storage unit bill or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
and I'm just, like, we don't have a storage unit, so yeah. I just went to go look, and
yeah,
sure
I mean,
enough,
just,
there's like, I, tell me about this motorcycle. What is happening?
Yeah, I mean, I a lot of times we're like, hey, honesty is the best method. Here's the way to go about it. I literally think that's all you need to do. And he should understand, and if he doesn't, then that's a problem, but... You know, I know my parents were like, no, you're never having a motorcycle. They told me that from an early age because, you know, I'm a guy and I was like, yeah, I want a motorcycle. They're like, nope, you're not getting a motorcycle.
Yeah. No. And it's weird because my next door neighbor that I grew up with, you know, he was in my class and everything in high school. The year after high school, he was on a motorcycle, was hit by a car less than a mile from our house and died.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I
understand the fear where it comes from.
Sure. There is fear. And yes, there are some people who are very responsible on motorcycles and all that. But you know, I think it's not the motorcycle so much as it is the secret and.
Well, yeah. And the motorcycle. I feel like that's equally as bad. Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Because that's the thing that she knows the whole family would be upset. So she's like, now, are we going to stir up a whole bunch of trouble? She could basically throw him under the bus, for lack of better terms, with his entire family if they knew he's been hiding this.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean.
Yeah. I don't think he'd be holding a secret if it wasn't this. Like, he understands no one is going to approve. So he feels like. He could just say, well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, how is he planning on, riding his motorcycle?
Well, apparently he's found a place where he thinks no one's going to see him.
Right. I mean, you
know. He's storing it in some odd storage place that's off the beaten path. I'm sure it's not nearby. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, if you've got if maybe you have a story about doing, you know, finding something like this out yourself and how you approached it. Maybe it's the how to approach it with your husband sort of talk. 502-795-1997.
And then it's like, okay, what the second piece of that is, are you going to convince him to get rid of it? Or because I don't think you're going to convince the family it's going to be fine and to let him ride it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's always going to be a point of contention.
Right.
If he's outed, everyone knows about it, and then he just refuses to get rid of it.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy. Take some of your stories. I get it. There are some questions still
that we don't know the answers to here in this group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Rachel found that her husband has a storage unit and a motorcycle in that storage unit. She didn't know he had it.
She saw the bill.
Yeah, family way against motorcycles because of a death that happened a long time ago. And she's like, how do I approach it with him? Now, a lot of people are pointing out, hey, how did she did a little bit more than snooping, because how did she get the code for the storage unit? How'd she get in? How'd she find it? How'd she get the key?
Good questions.
Yeah, I like
don't know, but here we are with her knowledge of it.
Right, exactly. And these are all questions we don't know the answers to, but
she Scooby-Dooed it. She figured out.
Christina also said, also, are his friends lying to your face too? Because they know for sure.
They probably know.
They're literally ride or dies. So
that is true.
Interesting. Yes. Yeah.
But a lot of people are very upset about the secret in the marriage. Like Lindsay says, no secrets in a marriage, period. He can hide it from the family all he wants. Who really cares? He's a grown man. But from you, no way. Talk to him. You know why he's keeping the secret. It's something he loves to do and doesn't want the opinions and feedback from everyone. I get that. But you two need to talk about it. Just because a cousin and a friend were killed in high school doesn't mean he's going to.
Mm-hmm.
I get the fear, but people die in cars every day. Do we all stop driving and riding in cars? No. Let him feel safe with you and do what he clearly likes to do, or at least talk to you about it. Let him tell you what measures he takes to be safe and go watch him ride it. But end the secrets between you two.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. Angie kind of said the same thing. People die in cars and getting out of the bathtub all the time. So is she going to tell him he can't ride in a car or take a bath? Now, Billy says the lying isn't cool. However, if he enjoys it enough to hide it from you and pay for the storage, I think that he shouldn't let other people's opinions keep him from something that he loves. People, you know, die and get hurt in all kinds of ways. It's a touchy subject, but it's his life too. So
understood. But I think, again, when it comes to the fear, like you're basically a sitting duck on a motorcycle. Like there's really like not a lot of chances of you surviving being hit by a car. Now, if you're in another car, take it from me. I've been hit many times in cars and I've been fortunate enough to walk away from. So I don't know if it's an apples to apples kind of comparison with the risk, but still the bigger picture I think many people are pointing to is the lying for 2 years about it. So that's got to stop. So she needs to, I think we just do it organically the way she found it. Like I saw this bill. I went and looked and like, we don't have a storage unit. Looked and this is what I found. What is going on?
Yeah.
And then start that conversation. I agree with everyone saying don't bring the family into it because that's just going to make it even messier. But the two of you need to figure it out.
I will say that there are a couple people who said, hey, how do we know it's even his motorcycle?
Okay. I mean, valid point, because a lot of people are just like, that's not a cheap little secret, first of all, the purchase,
yeah,
and then the monthly payment of the storage unit. Like how did he hide financially all of
yeah
that?
I mean,
maybe have like another bank account.
I was gonna say
about
there could be other secrets that you uncover, but I think right. The first thing you got to do is just say, hey, notice this, talk to me about it, you know.
Yes.
What do you have in this storage unit? And maybe give him the opportunity to just come
to
clean,
admit it's a motorcycle.
And then,
I feel like you say, I went and looked because I'm like, we have a storage unit. All right. So I think she's got to be honest with the fact that she looked in there and she saw what it was.
All right. Well, hey, do that. Report back to us. Keep us posted. Good luck. That is group therapy.